Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. 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 It'd be time for VeggieTales.
I'm allergic to wool.
Really?
All grapes are. I bet you didn't know that. Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV!
Did you have coffee this morning?
Sure did! Double shot espresso!
Oh, boy. We're waiting for the letter that will set our day in motion.
That's it! I'll get it!
Mail, mail, here's your mail. I've got it right here in my bucket. Or something.
Paco, is that you?
No, it's me, Mr. Lunt. I sound a lot like Paco, but we're not the same, because he's a mule. I'm your replacement mailman.
Where's Jimmy?
His brother's sick. He had to take care of him. I got it covered, though. Here's the letter you've been waiting for.
Refinance your home at today's low rates. I don't think this is our letter.
Well, how about this one?
Lose weight now, ask me how. No, this isn't it either.
This one?
You may have already won. Mr. Lunt, none of these are the letter we need.
I knew this was a bad idea. Why does Jimmy have to take care of his brother anyway? We should just take care of ourselves. I'm going home.
What do we do now?
More coffee?
No, you've had enough coffee. But we don't have a question to answer. Or do we?
I'm not tracking, Bob.
Mr. Lunt asked a very good question. Why does Jimmy need to take care of his brother? Why should anyone take care of anyone else? Why not just worry about ourselves?
Oh, that question. I don't know, Bob. Why?
You know, I've got a story about a girl that had to take care of her little brother. Take a look at this.
Watch him. Miriam, do this. Miriam, do that. You're the big sister.
The Egyptians swim. All Hebrews out of the water. Private princes swim by order of the Pharaoh. Everybody out.
Miriam, where have you been? I asked you to help me today.
Hey, Squirt! You're in trouble!
Don't call me Squirt!
Miriam, you've got a lot of responsibilities now that you're a big sister. You have more to think about than just yourself. Now please go get your... baby brother.
Well, come on! Everyone wants to meet you!
Isn't the baby adorable?
The baby's adorable.
Such a strong-looking baby.
Takes after my side of the family.
I don't know if I've seen such a baby as this.
Why is everyone saying the baby? Can't they just say he?
Miriam, I want you to help feed the baby.
Do I have to?
You'll be taking care of the baby while we're working, so it's never too early to learn.
Uh-huh.
worry, sweetheart. That's just what babies do.
All right, party's over. Time to get back to work.
Belly back to the brickyards. Quick, quick. Look like an Egyptian.
Isn't that sweet? Another baby's been born.
Oh, another baby?
Let me guess. Another baby girl?
Oh, the girl it is.
All right, let's go to the brickyard.
To the brickyards, we saw all of you.
You know, statistically speaking, you'd expect to see a baby boy or two.
No matter what, you can't let the guards find out that he's a boy.
But why?
Miriam, please, this is the most important thing you'll ever do. The Pharaoh's guards must never find out. I'll explain later. That's a good girl. What is it, Miriam?
Mom, it's just that you never have time for me anymore.
Miriam, I would love to stay home with you and the baby, but I can't. Now take care of yourself and the baby until we get back tonight.
What can a baby do? What can a baby do? You puny Pip, you can't do zip, but lay around and coo-coo. Too small to walk, can't even talk. Oh, please learn something new. I'd like a pet, but what I get is not a dog, but you. You sit and drool, oh, so not cool. What's all the hoop to do? What can a baby do? Oh, what can a baby do? I can't have fun, cause I'm the one who's stuck all day with...
Aha!
You cannot hide anything from us!
Here, I was just changing the baby's diaper.
Go back to sleep, sweetheart. Everything's fine.
I worked so hard today.
Oh, I know you did, and thank you. But this is what you have to do for the family now.
I liked it better when I was the baby.
Well, now you're the big sister. And being a family means taking care of each other.
Mom, do you still love me, too?
Of course, sweetheart. Nothing has changed. Just like we still had enough love for your big brother, Aaron, after you came along.
That's different.
Not at all. Now get some sleep. Tomorrow's another big day. You watch the baby again for me, won't you?
I'll do it for you, Mom.
That's my girl.
Squirt, you missed a spot.
Stop calling me Squirt.
Princess coming through. Make riot for the princess.
Miriam.
Aaron, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Now, get out of here before there's trouble!
Ooh, who did that?
It was my fault.
Double duty at the brickyards! No one stands in the way of the princess! Let's go!
Aaron, why did you do that?
Up with you! Up with you now!
It's getting more dangerous. It's not safe for the baby anymore.
Why? What are they doing?
It's time she knew, dear.
The Pharaoh's afraid of us. There are so many Hebrews in Egypt now that he's afraid we might take over the country. So now, they are taking away all the baby boys. That's why we've asked you to watch out for the baby.
The same way Aaron watched out for me? But this is silly. They're just babies.
We know, sweetheart. That's what we pray for every night.
We can't keep the baby here anymore. It's just not safe.
But where else can we hide him?
It's got to be somewhere the Pharaoh's guards would never look.
I think I know a place. All right, little guy. We've got to be very quiet.
Egyptian swim! All Hebrews out of the water!
Totally cute baby.
Huh?
Oh, chill out. I am totally keeping him. I'm going to call him like Moses because we drew him up out of the water. So how do you like take care of one of these things?
Excuse me, princess?
Yeah?
If it pleases your majesty, I think I could find someone to take care of this baby. Moses?
Excellent! Bring him back when he can, like, walk and stuff. And if any of you are ever, like, harsh to him, I'll have your heads.
And the princess said you could stay home and take care of him. You don't have to work in the brickyards anymore.
God answered our prayers. Our little Moses is safe.
Miriam, we are so proud of you.
I just love my little brother, is all.
Well, that was pretty interesting. But what if I have a little sister? Do I have to look out for her, too?
Brothers, sisters, it's more than just that, Larry. Check out this story.
The sun always shone on the mountains of Fibble. The wind and the rains never came. To call the place beautiful, no one would quibble, though hard on the feet, they'd exclaim. But high in those hills, past the rocks and the rubble, so high that the clouds were below, sat two tiny towns that were nothing but trouble. As you listen, you'll see that it's so. Now the town to the west, that thought it was best, bore the name Flibberaloo, where the women and men since 1710 have worn on their heads one large shoe. Now in town number two, one big shoe wouldn't do. So the people of Jibberty Lot would look down and bellow at shoe-headed fellows and place on their own heads a pot.
Mine's really more of a kettle.
For days without end, these two neighbors would bicker as to whose headgear was best, and the shoes and the pots would fly ever thicker from morning to night without rest. But not all of the people who lived in these cities were angry and bitter and vile. A few would write poems and sing happy ditties and greet all their friends with a smile. One Flibian fellow, who hated to fight, tried hard not to act like a mobster. While pots crashed around him from morning till night, he'd just play with his pet wind-up lobster. They kept to themselves and they'd talk and they'd talk. Until one day he said,
"Hey, let's go for a walk. I'm tired of lying around like a squid. I want to go out there."
So that's what he did. The shoe-headed boy and his blue plastic friend walked out of their town and began to descend to the dark, rocky valley between the two cities, away from his friends and their light-hearted ditties.
Balala! Balala! "Hey, this is swell,"
he said.
"Gosh, this is fun. It's great that my lobster can get out and run."
But neither the toy nor the boy with the shoe could see the disaster about to ensue. For up in the rocks, hidden just out of sight, were six beady eyes filled with anger and spite. Six beady eyes watched our hero meander, two shifty crooks and their ruthless commander.
"Oh, look what good fortune,"
the nasty one said. "Here comes a poor fool with a shoe on his head.
I bet he's got money.
I bet he's got gold or maybe some jewelry he'd like us to hold.
Whatever the booty, I think I could stand it. Why, that's what I live for. That's why I'm a bandit."
And then they attacked him from under their rock. First they knocked off his shoe, Then they knocked off his sock. But the thing they did next was extremely unfunny. Why, they shook him so hard that he dropped his milk money.
Hey!
He protested.
I don't like your ilk. How will I go strong if I don't drink my milk?
But they didn't care. They'd accomplished their goal. So they put our friend down, stuck his head in a hole, and walked off with his money, every last nickel. Then yelled back as they left.
See you around, Silly Pickle!
I'm a cucumber.
Then he said with a moan,
Well, I guess I'm alone.
But this was a loneliness he'd never known. His friends were far off and his lobster was missing. The sound he could hear was just the wind hissing.
Hello? Hello?
Things looked pretty grim for our Flibian buddy. His head in a hole, his shoe bent and muddy. But then, were those footsteps? Oh, could it be true? Along came the mayor of Flibberoloo. Of anyone, surely he'd help the poor soul.
Hello,
said the boy with his head in a hole.
I seem to have fallen. I seem to be stuck. But now that you're here, well, I guess I'm in luck.
Oh, dear,
said the mayor, observing the shoe.
A fellow in need, and he's Flibian, too. Young man, I have noticed your dire situation, and please rest assured that I share your frustration. But how can I put this? What can I say? Maybe you understand better this way.
Is that music?
I'm busy, busy, dreadfully busy. You've no idea what I have to do. Busy, busy, shockingly busy, much, much too busy for you.
Oh, I see.
As soon as the mayor had finished his song, a Flibian doctor came strolling along.
Out of my way!
She said, starting to slide.
If you and your pickle would please step aside, I'm very important, I can't stand and chat.
Well, that's not my pickle. I found him like that. Besides, it so happens I'm noteworthy too. Why, I am the mayor of Flibberoloo.
I'm a cucumber.
I see,
said the doctor.
Then you'll understand without an appointment I can't lend a hand. They're folks with bronchitis, they're kids with a flu,
she said to the mayor of Flibberoloo.
If I'm not mistaken, you're quite busy too.
Well, they talked about schedules, compared daily planners, till finally a voice said,
Please pardon my manners. I don't mean to bug you. I see that you're busy, but being inverted has made me quite dizzy.
The two other Flibians paused for a while. They looked at each other, then said with a smile,
We're busy, busy, dreadfully busy. You've no idea what we have to do. Busy, busy, shockingly busy. Much, much too busy for you. 'Cause we're busy, busy, frightfully busy. More than a bumblebee, more than busy, horribly busy. We'd love to help, but we can't.
Ta-ta!
Oh, it was just dreadful. How could they desert their Flibian friend with his head in the dirt?
That's it, then. I'm finished. I'll die here down under. If they would not help me, then who would?
He wondered. But wait, someone else on the road overhead. Would they help a friend beaten up, left for dead? Oh, look, on his head, not a shoe but a pot. Why, this little guy was from Jibberdy Lot. Would he help a Flibian? Certainly not. The boy with the pot saw our friend with the shoe.
Oh, look,
he exclaimed.
He's from Flibberoloo. Why, they think we're garbage. They pelt us with shoes. Why should I care if he's beaten and bruised? But out here in the wild, his chances are slim. If I was in need, would I want help from him?
He looked at our friend, and he looked at the shoe. And then in his heart, he knew what to do.
He may be Flibian, that's plain to see. But God made him special, just like he made me.
So we got him unstuck, and he picked up the shoe. And together, they walked back to Flibberoloo, out of the valley and back into town, where he stayed by his side till the doctor was found.
Oh, my!
Said the doctor.
He's wearing a pot. The little one there is from Jibberdy Lot. You saved this fellow? You pulled him through it? I don't understand. Tell me, why did you do it?
we look deeper, there's more that we've got. God made us special, and now I can see. If you're special to him, then you're special to me. Love your neighbor. When someone helps you, then you'll understand. When you love your neighbor, loving means lending a hand.
If you see someone who's hurt or in need, maybe it's time to perform a good deed. And when you finish, you'll find that it's true. When you make them feel better, you'll feel better too.
Here, let me help you.
Thank you.
Oh, love your neighbor. When someone helps you, then you understand. When you love your neighbor, loving means lending a hand.
So the boy with the pot gave the doctor some money to pay for the cucumber's bill. And the mayor cried out with his eyes moist and runny,
I'm touched by his act of goodwill. If this little guy can take care of his brother when he lives in one town and he in the other, why can't we all try to help one another? And love would surround our fair hill.
Now if you visit the mountains of Fibble, you won't see a shoe or a pot. Instead, they throw flowers and candy to nibble. I bet that you'd like it a lot.
So we have to look out for, like, everybody?
We shouldn't just think about ourselves. We should think of others first. We should show other people the same kind of love that we want them to show us.
I guess Jimmy's doing the right thing today, even though we never got our letter.
I think we did just fine. Hey, kids, thanks for coming to my house today.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Can I have that lose weight now, ask me how envelope? I'm getting a little soft around the middle.
Well, what have you been eating with your morning espresso?
What? Oh, just a Danish. Or two.
I think we may have solved your problem without opening that letter.
But they're so small.
Compared to what?
A dog?
A small dog?
No,